Washington, D.C. This is Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for WIX Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the WIX Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. WIX wants to hear from you. Again, that's WIX Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on aerocinema.com.
It is a discovery thought lost to war and time. Hidden for decades, buried deep in German soil, are the plans for a bomber aircraft. A flying machine with roots in a light transport plane of a curious design. It is a design with ties to the earliest aircraft, a concept that emphasizes stability, an aircraft that, before long, vanishes into history. But German engineers have ideas for its use and twist it into a weapon of war. A platform with which they hope to bomb their enemies into submission and resurrect the German Empire to its former glory. And they are not alone in pursuing these backwards canard planes for deadly purposes. As war begins and aircraft production ramps up, England too looks to tail first designs with which to wage war. Other nations are not far behind in pursuit of a tail first plane that can meet their needs. Journey through the history of these unusual aircraft. Canards of War.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Live from the land of the free, because of the brave, this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today is Tuesday, September 7th, 2010. My Lord, where is this year gone? I want to welcome you to the show. Glad you're able to listen tonight. If you're listening live, man, we're glad you're here and could check out the show tonight. If you're listening to our podcast, we're glad you could catch us later on, but regardless, we're glad you're here. So let's get moving. Enough about that. Tonight we got kind of a special show. Every now and then we like to do a call-in show, kind of a shop talk show. And this is a chance for you guys to call in and talk about what projects you're working on. And maybe if you have something you want to throw out there to the other listeners, or if you have something you'd like to sell, or just, you know, let us know. It's kind of a free-for-all, guys. So be sure and call in. And if you'd like to call the show, you can call us at 478-787-4768. Or if you have Skype, which is a free program you can download, you can reach us at Warbird Radio. And I asked Matt to sit in with me tonight, kind of co-host it since we're doing a call-in show. How are you doing tonight, Matt?
I'm doing great, Mike. Doing great. Glad to be here with you.
Me too, man. I'm glad you're here. You know, it's always fun when you're here because, you know, we kind of have a dynamic. You know, it's kind of like a yin and a yang. And, you know, I just feel the love in the room.
I'm pulling double duty today, you know?
That's right. You're co-hosting and doing the engineering job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But we're having fun, though. Good time. And so I threw the question out earlier today about, you know, winter projects. What are you building this weekend? And Zane, of course, from the WIX show, said he's going to build a peanut scale, something or other. I've already forgotten. But Anyway, that's more than I'm going to be building. So,
well, you know, you'll be back into it before long. Soon as
I can't say a word though. Remember the story about Jeremy Wicker building the Focke-Wulf 190 in his dorm room? And this is a full-size airplane. I mean, come on. Yes. I can't gripe about not having anywhere to build. But yeah. I can gripe about having that L2 project. I've got more projects on that thing this winter than I know what to do with.
Well, that's good. You know, that's just a different type of airplane, but you still have
just a little
project.
Bigger, a little larger. Yeah, but that's still fun, though. So what are you building? That's the big question. That stupid Aranca that you've been building for the last 6 years, that doesn't count. What are you really building? What are you building this winter,
I'm
Mike?
You're
on the Mitch Baker plan with that thing.
Hey, look, you know, I may be a slow builder, but there is a difference between slow and turtle speed, okay? And I hope Mitch is listening because that was meant for him as a joke, obviously.
Well, it's not a race, is it? It's never a race.
Yeah, you know, I'm still working on that. As a matter of fact, I actually got the windshield put together on it this last week.
Well, that takes all of, 3 minutes to cut that out and glue that on?
Oh, it's a little more difficult than that because it's a multi-panel windshield.
Oh, that's true. It is a bit. Last time I saw that aircraft, I couldn't believe how lightweight it was. It really is.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, and it, the thing's going to weigh under 20 pounds. I mean, it's going to – and it's got 114-inch wingspan. So
how
it's
did you
be
decide to build that? How did you come across that aircraft and say, well, this looks like something fun to do?
Well, you know, I actually stumbled across it. Where was it? Somewhere on the web, there was a picture of Blanca CH-400 that the Navy had, and called an XRE-2. And a really interesting story about that airplane. It was used as an experimental radio relay platform in the 30s. These guys would fly out over the ocean and basically relay between the ground stations and the ships. And it had a lot of antennas and radio gear on it and everything. So interesting airplane.
Yeah, interesting airplane, all right. Well, anyway, you'll have one put together here in another year or so.
Yeah, and pretty much. I'm not on the racetrack plan like some of these guys. I'm in it for the enjoyment.
Pedro's built like 7 airplanes the time that you had the idea to build that one.
That guy's like a machine.
He is a machine, isn't he?
He is a machine.
Man, but he turns out some nice airplanes. I understand you got to see him this weekend at the big old Warbirds over
Atlanta. Absolutely. Him and Dino and PJ got to hang out with Dino a while, and it was quite enjoyable. We had a great time. You know, and every time I see Pedro fly that B-25, I'm just amazed at the incredible job he did on it. And hey, I got to touch it too. He asked me to help him move it, which was an honor for me, you know, that I got to touch his airplane. So Pedro, if you're listening, I came home and put my hands in some plaster, and I'll be making a little plaque saying that, you know, I touched your airplane.
Pedro needs to come by and take a look at Panchito when it's out at Dobbins Air Force Base in just a few more weeks. So, he should definitely.
He's a great guy. Great guy. All of them are. But, and of course, it was great hanging out with my buddy Dino, our buddy Dino, and he's a good guy, and man, I tell you what, he can fly some airplanes. That's all I can say.
Well, you know, we were joking around this morning, but what's the deal with the? I'm not beating up on anybody. I've just never heard of this. What was the deal with the pit tour? Were they giving tours?
I don't know.
In Atlanta? What's the deal with that?
I
can understand it because you were there, and people want to meet you,
right,
and you're so unapproachable. But was that the case? That's a pretty good idea. Maybe a good way to raise some money. Have Mike Chilson come out there and sign autographs. So
yeah. I think maybe two people there knew who I am. So I was just another face in the crowd. You know.
Well, I'm gonna post your fan pictures on our website here before much longer on our Facebook page. So folks, if you'd like to see Mike Chilson's fans or add your own picture to it, feel free to do that later on tonight because it's well worth checking out. So.
Oh man, that's hilarious. Yeah. So look, folks, we're waiting for you to call here. We'd love to hear what you're working on right now or what you're going to be working on this winter. Give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. We'd love to talk to you and see what's going on with your modeling these days. You know, speaking of warbirds over Atlanta, I got to give those guys credit. You know, that is a – they cram a lot of people in a little yeah. space over there. And they did a much better job this year managing the spectators. And it was quite enjoyable, actually. The weather was absolutely fantastic this weekend.
Yeah, I bet it will. I'm sorry, I'm chuckling here. I'm uploading the pictures. If you're not a member of our Facebook page yet, you need to join
oh,
up.
My with goodness.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Here's Mike's. I'm going to put this up right now. Mike's fans. Yeah. anyway, it was great weather, though, Mike. You can talk amongst yourselves. I'm busy here. Can't you tell I'm busy here posting with
this? Well, yeah, no problem. You know, the funny thing about that event that's so interesting is there's so many beautiful airplanes there. I mean, I'm amazed of all sizes. And I actually took some pictures and posted them on the RC Scale Builder Facebook page, fan page. And so be sure and check that out. And of course, you know, the World War One guys were there. And
was Gail there?
Gail made a point to come up to me and tell me that Rosie was doing fine.
Oh, well, that's great. Let's take a call this evening, see who this is. Good evening, caller. You're on with Matt and Mike for the RC Skill Builder Show.
Hello, Matt and Mike. How are you? It's Nigel here from the Great White North.
Hey, Nigel.
Nigel, how are you, my friend?
I'm just fine. I heard the call go out so that you wanted people to phone in, so here I am.
All right. So what are you working on this winter?
Nothing.
At least he's honest. Nothing.
I'm sorry. I just had to do that.
I know. We all know better than that, Nigel.
Oh, yeah.
The truth is probably more airplanes than I should be. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually the way it goes. You know, there's so many airplanes in so little time.
Exactly. But as you know, I'm working on that, on Jerry Bates's big 1/6 scale Lockheed Lodestar.
Right.
So that's an ongoing project. But I've recently succumbed to electric scale and have been building some small electric scale models, and I'm quite enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. I'm doing the same, and I tell you what, it is a lot of fun. You and I had this conversation the other day, and, you know, it just opens you up to so many new possibilities of subjects you can do and can turn them out fairly quick, too. So, you know, that's kind of neat.
Exactly. But, you know, like with anything else, there's a learning curve.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know, Matt here has become an electric expert.
Oh, is that right?
Here we go. Yeah.
Tell us more, Matt.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. I'm great with anything that has the word park zone written across it. And I'm really good with that. Much further along than that. And, you know, I barely know positive from negative on those things. You know what the biggest hindrance for me in electric is? Is figuring out how to charge the darn batteries. I'm serious. Yeah. That's what's so great about the park zone. I just plug it in. I don't worry about it blowing up.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I know. I've eaten up with stupid when it comes to that stuff.
Hey Nigel, really, remind me to tell you a funny story that involves Matt, his park zone P-51, and the club pavilion at his flying club.
Okay, I will remind you of that some other time. Unless you want to share,
I won't embarrass him on the air and get him in trouble on the
right.
air. But
right,
I'll definitely tell you about that later.
I don't live there anymore, but they all listen. So what?
Yeah, that's
that,
right.
You know?
That's right. So.
Matt, don't feel bad. I'm an electrical idiot. If I plug it in and it doesn't work, I ain't going flying.
Well, I can relate to that too. I can relate to that definitely.
So you're working on the Bates Lodestar. I know you and I have talked about some other projects that you've been considering after that. But you know, people who have not seen your models, man, they're missing something. I think there's you and one other person on the site that I really consider museum scale builders. I mean, they're absolutely incredible models. And, you know, it's an honor to be able to hang out with you on the side, and I really appreciate you posting all the info you do.
Well, Mike, thank you very much, and once again, the check is in the mail.
That's right. I will get a check to you for, coming on the show and saying those nice things, too. So,
you know what? I really appreciate the nice things you have to say, but I have to say that when I go on the site, and I look at other people's models, and there's a lot of names, so I'm not going to mention any of them. But, you know, there's so many great scale builders on the site that I feel, you know, I feel small next to them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now don't get me wrong. I was not implying that you and one other person were the only two good builders on there. But
No. I realize that.
See, I know your OCD problem you have. and this contributes to your museum scale models, you know. So I mean, it's a little bit different type of model, you know. So, but there are a ton of fabulous builders on the website. Do not get me wrong. And by the way, Nigel, I don't know if you saw my Facebook status the other day, but I said that I have CDO, which is kind of like OCD, only the letters are in the correct order as they should be.
I saw that. It gave me a good chuckle.
That's right. So there you go. Well, buddy, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. And
tell your lovely wife
I said hello.
You beg your pardon?
I said, tell your lovely wife I said hello.
I will certainly do that.
And by the way, I've been sending that picture you sent me of the, quote, hayride, unquote, around everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, Nigel went to a party this weekend, and they had a, quote, hayride, unquote, which was actually a hay trailer with recliners strapped to it. It just goes to show you, folks, there's rednecks all over the world.
Yeah. Yep.
Even here in Canada. You're missing
Even
the most
in
important
Canada,
part.
That's right.
You're missing the most important part. Matt, we went to this barbecue at a farm and walked into a building, and it had a 1948 Piper Cub J3 and a 1950s, I believe, Piper Tri-Pacer that had serial number 001 on its data plate.
Wow. That's a good one there, buddy.
Isn't that? Yeah, and yeah, this is on the old homestead, so, man, that was quite the party. The live six-piece band played in front of the two airplanes.
Wow.
It was an aviator's party.
Wow, those are the best ones I like to go to, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
All right, boys. Well, nice talking to you. Well, hopefully some other people will phone in and say some embarrassing things about the two of you.
There you go. Well,
you
thanks
know,
for calling.
That's what we're here for, so...
Yeah, somebody tried to call in a minute ago, and I couldn't get to the phone fast enough because Nigel was on. So,
all right,
that's me taking up all the airspace.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Nigel. Good night.
Folks, if you'd like to call in, you can give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. We'd love to hear what you got planned for this winter. Now, the guys down in Australia who are listening this morning for them, we know you're wrapping up winter, but some of you are still working on projects. I know our buddy John and Ken down there are working on some pretty incredible projects. So if either of you guys would like to call in, fire up Skype and give us a call, we'd love to hear from you.
I just realized I had to delete all my posts that I put up there because I can't spell anything right on this darn iPhone tonight, so I'm having to... So, guys, bear with me. Someone sent me an email and said, where are the Mike Fan Page pictures? And I said, they're coming. They're coming in just a moment.
You know,
don't get upset. They're coming. But they're well worth the wait, aren't they, Mike?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they are. They are. Yeah. You know, you sent those to me, and I got quite a kick out of
them. People think I'm lying, but I'm not. This one couple, they came up, and they said, are you Mike? They were really excited. They said, are you Mike? And I said, no, I'm Matt. And they kind of, you know, were let down, and they said, oh, well, we saw the Warbird Radio sign. You know, we listen to the show every week, so I'm sure they're listening tonight. So hello to you, and we'll post your picture up there on the Mike Chilson Fan Club page pick album here in just a few minutes. So that's how
Goodness
that works.
Gracious.
And so
Goodness
other folks
gracious.
Can add their pictures to this thread that we'll start on our Warbird Radio fan page, and we'll have to post it on the RC Scale Builder fan page as well. So
Hey, if Zane's listening tonight, I think you should go for it and start that peanut scale champ.
Yeah,
kit,
absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
And yes, that does count, my friend.
Yeah, he should join up on the site for sure.
Absolutely. You know, while we're talking about the site, let me mention a couple quick things going on. Started sending out renewals for fourth quarter for all the site supporters. So if you are up for a renewal this quarter, you'll get a private message in your inbox. So be sure and check that out. Also, we're going to be bringing back the subject seeking part of this show, the segment of the show. Mitch Baker used to do it, but he had some time constraints, so we're going to try and get someone else to do it. We've got several candidates that I've been talking to, and we're going to pick somebody out and to take over for him. But I'm looking forward to getting that back. That was actually a pretty popular segment. So
absolutely.
I'm hoping that works out pretty good.
Well, we have a caller trying to call in tonight. I think it's finally – it looks like it's stabilized. Let's see if the caller is there. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with Matt and Mike. Who is this?
Well, this is Graham Goodson from down in Australia.
Oh, well, hello.
Well, hello, Graham. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good, Mike. Very good. Now, you guys are just having too much fun, and I want some of it, okay?
Well, you're here with us now. Pull out an adult beverage and enjoy the conversation a little bit. So, Matt, what are you working on these days?
This is for Matt. Matt, remember, the positive wire is the black one.
Yeah, I figured that one out early on, you know, and that really makes it smoke when you do that, doesn't it?
Goes well. Yes, it does.
Oh, goodness. So what are you working on these days, Graham?
Oh, well, I've got a Proctor Newport 28 on the way. I've got a Proctor Eindecker on the way. Proctor D5A, scratch-built N17, and a Proctor Antic biplane seaplane.
My goodness, you're a busy man.
Yeah, I never get anything finished, though, obviously.
Well, the big question is, are you having fun?
Yeah, I am, but I've run out of glue. I'm just waiting to get some glue.
Well, you should be receiving some any day now.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in. Well,
you know, that postal service between here and Australia, I think it travels there via the moon.
Yeah, but it's okay when it gets to Australia. It's got to get to Australia first.
Yep,
it comes to Australia via the moon.
That's right. Hey, by the way, if you get a chance, are you on Facebook, Graham? Do you have a Facebook account?
No, I don't.
Well, you don't have to have an account, but if you go to facebook.com/RCScaleBuilder, I posted some great pictures from Warbirds over Atlanta this last weekend, and there were some fabulous World War One aircraft there. Need to check it out.
That's excellent. I shall do that. Well, I'll get off the air and let you continue having fun.
Oh, hey, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Graham. And Mike, you know what I did? Here I am being a smart aleck, and I think I emailed you those pictures instead of emailing them to me. Gosh,
surely did.
Talk about when it's not the right time to do this. Oh, man. Well, anyway, that was pretty cool. Graham called in there. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, awesome fella. He's a neat guy. He's like me. You know, he just loves airplanes way too much. That's our downfall, I think.
Well, your woman doesn't hold it against you, though.
No, not at all. She's actually pretty. You know, I guess it keeps me out of trouble is the way she thinks about it.
There you go. Well, that's good. Do you have a Wildcat built yet?
No. You know, it's still in the box.
Why don't you send that on up here, and I'll finish that for you. That'll be my winter project.
Well, you know, I had a chance to go flying the other day, and it kind of fell through, but I was going to throw it together. But I saw a couple of them out at Atlanta.
Right. Yeah.
And, man, they looked good. Well, I mean, they looked really good flying. So I really want a big Wildcat, though.
Yeah, with the radial engine on it?
Yeah, with a Moki 150 or
wouldn't
a Moki 210.
Nice? Maybe Moki needs to sponsor this show and send you an engine to play with. Boy, that'd be
or two.
Yeah, or two or three or yeah, whatever. That'd be great.
There you go. Well, hey, you know, the great part about doing this show is, you know, we pretty much talk about whatever we want to talk about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much for the most part, you know. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I wanted to bring up real quickly before we maybe take another call or move on is I wanted to thank all the guys who help run the website.
Yeah.
And these guys, and I want to point them out, is Ron Berg, Randy Klosterhoff, Dave Mahaffey, Dave Heil, Jeff Whitney. We've just got a great bunch of guys that helped me maintain that site. And You know, I try and give them off in the summertime because there's kind of a lull, but we're starting to get into winter, and these guys are already jumping in and starting to do their work. So, you know, they get paid nothing for it, and they just do it because they love the site. So I want to send a special thank you out to all of them and let them know that they'll be getting – I'll be doubling their pay this year.
Yeah, there you go, doubling their pay. So, let's take a call this evening from – I think it's from Dave Mahaffey. This evening,
speak of the devil.
Yeah, there you go. Good evening, Dave. How are you?
Hello, ladies. How are you doing today?
Oh, the ladies are doing well, Dave.
What are you guys
Mr. Mahaffey, and I was just talking about, you know, what a great job you do helping with the site and how nice a guy you are, and you come on here with that "hey, ladies" crap.
Well, you know.
I see how you are. So let me ask you something. You were talking this morning a little bit about you had the chance to finally fly that ESM Stuka. How'd that work out?
Worked out pretty good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. I actually put a SATA 100 in it. It flies great.
That's awesome. But you know, those ESM ARFs are fantastic. And who did you get that from?
I actually got it from my brother.
Who did your brother get it from?
He bought it from VQ.
Got it. VQ model.
But yeah, it was a great plane. It actually, once it left the ground, it was rock solid. Very, very little trim put into it, and just great flying plane.
That's good to hear. You know, that's a pretty airplane too. And, yeah. It. I'm glad to hear it flies well. You know, I haven't heard anyone give a bad report on those ARFs yet, the ESMs. They're really fine flying models. And so what else are you working on? I know you're working on a 190, and of course you've got your P-51A up going also.
Yeah, I've been trying to get my 190 into glass, so I'm making a big push to get that glass, and I'll probably make a big push to get the Mustang glass before the winter. So I can start working on all the details at least.
You know, winters are pretty rough up there in the north, you know, so.
Oh, they're not too bad. maybe on guys like you, Mike. I mean, there's a reason you live in the south.
That's right. You know, there's a reason we live, you know, if nah, I'm not going to get into that discussion. But basically, if you can't walk out to your mailbox with no clothes on, you're living too far north.
Oh, Mike, I could, trust me, but I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Well, you know, believe me, I understand. I understand. I know the feeling. But so this 190, isn't that a Don Lean? Is that correct, or is it a?
No, that's a Dave Platt.
Oh wow! How about that? You know, there was a fellow on the site last week, and I think a couple of them are still available. But he had a few Don Lean kits he was selling. I think one of them was a 190.
I have a Don Lean D9 sitting in the staging area, so to speak.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I got a big old Meister one sitting there on the rack, waiting for some attention. But it's going to be a couple of years before I can get to that one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, that's great, man. I'm glad you called in, and glad things are going well. I know you've been kind of busy with work. Everything else going okay?
Oh, yeah, it's going great. Going great.
How's married life treating you?
It's treating me.
Well, I hear you.
Not quite like a baby's diaper yet, but it's treating me.
It's full and full and smells of joy, huh? Yeah.
That's wonderful. Right. It's great, honestly. Yeah, I picked a good one this time.
Yeah, she's a great lady. She really is. So tell her I said hello. And we're sorry that she couldn't hop on Skype also with you.
Hey, but Dave, feel free to look at our Facebook page now. The Mike Chilson Fan Club is now posted and ready.
You know, I got an idea. You know, one of these times we ought to get a dunk tape and our dunk take.
That would be fun.
And have Mike Chilson sitting in it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I'm not going to say anything right there, Mike. I have something in the queue, but I'm going to hold it. I'm going to hold it because you're a good friend. So.
Hey, did you guys see on the news tonight that
Jesus, this is hard to hold back, but okay, go ahead. Did we see on the news? Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, did you guys see on the news tonight that today marks the 70th anniversary of the Blitz in Britain?
Really?
Yeah.
It's It's also Dick Cole's birthday today, Lieutenant Colonel Dick Cole from the Doolittle Raiders. So, yeah.
Wow.
Busy day today.
Well, that's just a reason to celebrate.
It is.
There you go.
It is, Dave.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that's awesome, Dave. So, what are you going to do after? I know you and I have talked a little bit about in the past about some other projects you wanted to do. What are some other things you're probably going to build after the 190 and the Mustang?
You know, I'd really like to build a B-26.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Twin engine. I actually bought a ESM 110 to kind of, I guess you could say, train myself on the twins. But, yeah, that's kind of what I'm gathering parts for right now. I'm just buying them as I get time to find them and buy them.
Yeah,
but, there you go.
Got a set of Jerry-based plans, so... Mm-hmm.
You got some retracts too, don't you?
Actually, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. There you go. See, you're halfway there.
Yep. Chicks dig those B-26s, Mike.
That's right. Chicks dig B-26s.
Mm-hmm. Especially flown with JR radios. So there you go.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I think Dave's actually a high tech man.
Oh well. All right. All right. Well,
hey, I like my high tech. It's pretty cool. Man.
That's what I have too. I can't complain. I have a high tech. I think I still have one. If I didn't give it away, I still have it. I gave so much stuff away, Mike, it wasn't even funny. My buddy Nick got it all.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Well, all right, Dave, thanks for calling in, buddy.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem, guys.
We appreciate it, and by all means, keep us up to date on your projects. And, of course, folks can see your build threads on RC Scale Builder, right?
Yep.
All right.
There you go.
That was easy.
All right, well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Folks, we are going to take a commercial break. When we come back, Matt, guess who's going to be here?
Is my buddy Ron Berg going to be here?
You will be Ron Berged.
All right. I can't wait. Mike, we have to take a break? We really need to, don't we?
Yeah,
we've
got to
pay the bills.
Yeah.
You need to stretch a little bit. Okay, we'll take a break then.
All right. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Matt here from Warbird Radio Live. Our one-year anniversary is coming up October the 5th, and to help make that show extra special, Mr. Gary Velasco from FightingColors.com is giving away a Flying Tigers P-40 nose art panel. To win, just keep listening for the sound of the P-40 starting up. When you hear it, send me an email to info@warbirdradio.com, and you're registered. It's that easy. Thanks for listening, and good luck. Now showing on aerocinema.com.
Sanger Silver Bird was an enormous project which took years of research. Along the way, he had to solve many of the problems of space flight. Sanger knew that putting a vehicle into space was one thing, getting it back was another. The space plane would have required a booster section and 2 miles of rail to get the winged craft into space. It was never completed. June 1944, the first V-1 missile attack on Britain. They were made in a secret place called Peenemünde. Peenemünde is also the birthplace of another weapon many times more ambitious, the A-4 rocket. After numerous failures, two men lead a team of scientists that would eventually put a rocket into space. Also on the drawing board is the multi-stage A9A10, designed to reach America. All the components were coming together just as Germany was falling apart. The spacemen were waiting for a new sponsor.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and I'm joined by our engineer and owner of Warbird Radio, Matt Jolly.
Good evening, Mike. Good to be here.
Good evening, Matt. Yeah. And I believe also now it's that time of night when our good buddy Ron Berg gives us a, I believe he has a book review for us tonight. Good evening, Ron. How are you?
Well, Ron's not here right now, Mike.
Oh, goodness.
No, Ron is not, he didn't answer. But we're going to try him again. Yeah, we're going to try him again. Calling him back,
Let's
but you saw you were doing so well with the intro. I didn't want to delete you, you know, and just say, Mike, no, you know, hang on, hang on a second. I think Ron is here now, though. Good evening, Ron. How are you,
man? If I was any better, I'd have changed my name to Matt Jolly.
Oh, isn't that the truth, Ron?
Oh, goodness, here we go.
Oh boy, oh boy, getting taken here tonight.
What you got for us tonight, Mr. Burr?
I'm doing talk a little bit about a book. We're big on books around here. I've got a book that was sent to me by our good friend over at Workshop Publishing, and it's a pretty interesting book. The name of the book is Secrets of Building a Plastic Injection Molding Machine. And for people that may not know what plastic injection molding is, if you ever bought a little model airplane kit, that's what you get with an injection molding machine. And basically, this book tells you how to build a small machine that you can use at home. Very simple, but it appears to be very effective. It looks a lot like a drill press, and the way that the machine works is you have a chamber that you heat plastic up, and then you put a mold underneath it, and then when the plastic is molten, then you pull a handle down and under pretty good pressure, it'll push the plastic into your mold. You use thermoform plastics, same kind of plastic like is used for milk jugs, oil cans, or oil bottles, and plastic oil bottles. And it gives you a durable piece that you can use for building some of the scale details on our models. I've thought about what you could use it for, and I thought, say if you're building a big bomber and you need a bunch of machine guns, you can take a model of one machine gun, make a mold off of it using plaster of Paris, and then you can use this machine to pop out as many as you want in just a matter of hours or so. The book is pretty well laid out. It's not a very big book. It's only 127 pages, but it covers everything, and it gives you a materials list. It gives you plans to build the machine and a detailed description of how to build it. And it gives you a good discussion on the different types of plastic you can use. And it gives you a good description of how to make the molds and different applications. And this is like any other specialized skill. Once you learn this, well, then you've got potential to pick up a few hobby dollars along the way. I was thinking about, you know, the evolution of modeling that I've seen. And I remember back when I was a kid, I'd see the guys that were doing modeling in our neighborhood. They built everything themselves. And in the 80s, when I first started getting interested in RC modeling, everything, all the scale models were pretty basic, and they've evolved more and more detailed. And as that come along, well, then there's more and more people are selling their skills, so to speak. Well, now the evolution is getting to the point that the people that are really good at making things are telling us how they do their craft. And so we could go back and learn these skills and save, you know, a 3,000 model, we make a knock $1,000 off of just by making some of the things ourselves, like fiberglass parts, molded parts, landing gears, things of that nature.
Well, Ron, what are you reviewing next week, Ron?
Well, you know, I just really haven't thought about that.
I mean, you keep doing these books, people are going to think you're showing off that you know how to read.
That's right.
Well,
you know.
Well, what I do is I've got a girlfriend and she reads to me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's even better.
And, she does stop and let me look at the pictures and
stuff. Goodness gracious. I tell you what, this crowd we got on this show, you know, it's a good thing we're not all comedians. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
we'd all be poor broke.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing I'm not, because I don't think I make a lot of money at it.
Well, that's good, though, Ron. So I hadn't thought about that. You know, you can actually... we don't see that a lot anymore, though, about molding. You're absolutely right. People making their own plastic parts. So
yep,
that's true.
Well, I think that, you know, that most people nowadays, you know, they say, well, there's everything's a trade-off, and I think that most people are like, well, I don't have time to do this. But I think there's some people that are in it for more for the building aspect than they are for the finishing aspect. And there's a lot of skills that they can learn that can make things much more interesting for them. Mm-hmm. And we, I mean, we saw on the site, Pat McCurry built a detailed set of landing gear with simple hand tools and a $300 lathe for less than $200 worth of materials for a large-scale DO-335, and it was a nice-looking set of gear.
You know, that brings up a great point, Ron, and we ought to do a show on this sometime, Mike. There are a lot of great builders out there, but there are very few good finishers out there. And,
That's right.
We all know guys that build a great-looking airplane, and then it seems like, you know, just something happens right at the end of the process there, and it just, you know what I mean? It doesn't come out as well as it's been constructed along the way.
A couple of years ago at Warbirds over Georgia, Mike and I were sitting there talking to Evan Kiros, and I don't know, Mike, you remember him talking about that Callan he made with operating cow flaps?
Oh, yes.
190D9. And he was sitting there describing the way that he did this, using a speedometer cable because it's flexible. And I mean, it was just, he's sitting there talking very matter-of-factly about how he put this thing together. And actually, you know, the way he described it, and I've seen it, it's pretty simple. Somebody's got to think it out first.
Right.
But I remember looking at Mike, and he was looking at me. We're both just like amazed.
Well, look at Gerhard, Gerhard Ullmann with his P-40 cowling with operational cow flaps. Those are two guys that really know how to finish an aircraft off well. I mean, they really do. They really know the finishing techniques. And, you know, it's a shame that people don't take the time after they've built something, you know, so wonderful to really perfect it. And that's what your site does, Mike. I mean, it really does. It gives them a quick education on how to go about doing that. And I'm telling you, it can really make the difference in an average-looking aircraft and one that's really, truly superb.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. And, yeah, I mean, you know, there's so many guys on that site that just are over the top and just really are willing to share their techniques for doing all that, you know. And but, you know, I will say this. The one thing that a lot of modelers do, or that I see a lot of modelers do, is they'll sit there and they'll wring their hands over something for 6 months.
Yeah.
And read 25 different ways of people to do stuff. The best thing you can do is get in there and try and do it.
Yeah.
And everything that you do wrong, you will learn from your mistakes.
You know, when I was trying to weather the B-17, one thing that I did that I think you suggested, Mike, is I got a for sale sign, piece of, you know, the plastic for sale sign, mm-hmm. and I taped it off and primed it and got it ready to do. And I practiced on that over and over and over and over and over.
That's
again.
Right.
I just
That's repaint right.
it. That was so helpful. But that's one technique that, you know, you don't want to start out not really, you know, without any practice on it. And that was the only
That's
way I
right.
could do it. But you're absolutely right. Doing it is where it's at. You've got to be able to do it and do it and do it.
That's right. Absolutely.
Get it right.
Well,
that is one of the real benefits of the site. Dave Howell was telling me the other day about it. He was fixing to try some camouflage techniques on his plane. Evan had told him, well, just get you a piece of glass. You spray it on the glass, and then when you get done, you dry and scrape it up.
Hmm.
Yep. There you go. There you go.
I buy my paint in one can now. So.
There you go.
Camouflage paint in one can, yeah. That's my
And you got to hear it rattle for a while before you know it's ready.
You sure do.
That's right.
Better shake it up.
Well, Ron, you can come back next week and give us another review?
Yes, sir. I'll be back. We'll just try to come up with something and try to be brilliant.
Well, tell your lovely girlfriend I said hello.
And, I will when I see her. She's out of town this week. She's out doing stuff with the government.
Hmm. Well, there you go. There you go. Doing the people's work.
There you go.
All okay, right, you guys friend. Take well, care. We'll talk to you later. Good talking
All
to you,
right,
Matt.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Talk to you later.
Right, of course, bye-bye. Folks, we'll be posting the information about the book that Ron reviewed on the episode thread on RC Scale Builder, so be sure and check that out. Matt, are you ready for the trivia
question? Boy, I was hoping you'd bring that up tonight. I'm ready for the trivia question.
Okay.
I'm not even going to look ahead at the answer tonight, so I'm ready.
I bet you know what it is, though. I bet you know the answer to this.
Okay, let's try.
All right, folks, it's time for the Meister Scale trivia question. And tonight we will be giving away a bottle of medium and a bottle of thin Zap CA glue and a AeroCinema preview pack that will allow you to see some wonderful programming on a DVD. And, man, I tell you what, you know, I know we talk about them a lot, but I just think this is one resource that, as modelers, if you're not subscribing to this, you're missing out on so much. These guys offer so much information about various aircraft. It's incredible, you know. And they do some great programming. And these are the guys that used to do the Wings program, right?
Yeah. They started the Discovery Wings channel.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, you know, they know what they're doing, and it's pretty incredible. So be sure and check out AeroCinema. And, of course, be sure and check out Meister Scale, because our buddy Dino will take care of you. And if you need a great flying airplane,
right.
You know, Matt, he was flying around, like, not much faster than you and I could run.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, he was just showing people how the wide flight envelope of those airplanes.
Wow.
You know, they're just incredible looking models. But
you know, that Meister can fly that slowly.
That's right.
What's so cool about it is that he can slow that thing down down to nothing.
And this is like his Top Gun winning airplane that he was doing this with.
Yeah. Well, when you're Dino DiGiorgio, you can do that. You know.
That's right.
I mean, you can get away with that kind of stuff. You can
absolutely
fly it slow. You can do whatever you want to, and all that kind of good stuff. So
absolutely.
I'm just on pins and needles about this trivia question tonight, Mike. What you going
to
read it?
Well, let's get to it then.
Okay,
folks,
let's do it.
What you want to do is, after I read the trivia question, you want to give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. And please, if you've won recently, please give other folks a chance. So just keep that in mind. But this is actually a pretty easy question, you know, and I hope everybody has their Google up.
Right.
Okay, here's our trivia question for this week.
All right. Ready.
What was the fastest operational aircraft during World War II?
I don't know. Had to get some game show music for you, though.
Okay. What was the fastest operational aircraft during World War II? If you think you know the answer to this, give us a call at 478-787-4768. Skype us at Warbird Radio, and you will win some glue and a AeroCinema preview pack.
The fastest.
Yeah.
I can think of several that, but operational though. Now that sort of throws a twist in it, because that's going to rule out a bunch. There are a lot of designed aircraft that were really fast back then, but operational.
Yeah, it was an operational aircraft, and so surprisingly, I will go ahead and say that if you think it's the ME-262, you're wrong. So there's your hint for tonight. Once again, the trivia question was, what was the fastest operational aircraft during World War II?
Yeah.
And that's from any side, not the U.S., not Japanese, and not German.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So be sure and give us a call, folks. We're waiting on you to call, and this is the easiest way to win some great glue and an AeroCinema preview pack. So pick up the phone, 478.
Go ahead.
787-4768. You threw me off with the music there,
man. Yeah. Well, I don't have any idea. I've got some ideas, but I want to say them, because if I don't want to win. You know.
Well, I was really surprised. Yeah. It makes perfect sense once I saw what it was, but you don't think of this airplane as being the fastest operational aircraft.
Let me just ask you this. We'll throw this out there, and I'm not going to say the name. Was there one in Savannah for a while?
I don't know the answer to that, because I don't know if one of these is there.
Air Force Museum.
I don't know. I do know that it is an unconventional aircraft.
Yes,
I think there was.
I think there was. I think there might have been one. I think I know it, Mike.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I know it, but I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Well, while we're waiting on someone to call in and tell us the answer, because we know they're all hitting Google right now.
Yeah, they're all hitting it real hard right now.
Yeah, let's talk about some upcoming events. Of course, this is brought to you by myrcevents.com, and be sure and check out myrcevents for the latest events in your area, and you can post your own there too. And you know what? I was on there the other day, Matt, and saw some pictures of you and myself with your B-17.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Huh. Apparently, somebody was there at Montgomery.
And, the day that it wouldn't take off, huh?
Yeah. So.
Wow, that was a great time to take a picture of that airplane, wasn't it?
it was some good pictures.
MyRCEvents.com. All right. Well, that's
good. Be sure and check that out.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Good pictures out there. This weekend, September 10th and 11th. Isn't that this weekend? Yeah. We've got Warbirds over South Carolina in Easley, South Carolina. This is a giant-scale Warbirds event, so be sure and check that out. Sodbusters Fall Warbird Fly-In, September 17th and 18th in Camden, South Carolina.
Wow, that's going to be fun there. Boy, that's a good
always
one.
A nice one, yeah. And, of course, the big one, the big show at the end of the month, Warbirds over the Rockies, September 24th and 26th at Fort Collins, Colorado. And I got to apologize to the people at Bomber Field. I totally left them off of this list.
Third week in September.
That's right. Third week in September, Bomber Field. It's in what's the little town that's
well? Just go
outside.
To Houston, Texas. It's outside of Monaville, Texas.
Yeah.
Though, is where it's
take
at.
A ride at Houston.
Yeah, hang a right. I'll tell or you north. What. We got to have BB on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
That guy has done more for model aviation than a lot of folks will ever know. He's just a terrific, terrific guy, and has certainly done a lot for me. I can't say enough good things about BB. So we need to have him on the show.
That's a good idea. I'll make a point. And speaking of that, I think I said something to you a little bit earlier about this. I was trying to find the info here, but Dave Mathewson, the president of the AMA, will be on the RC Scale Builder Show at the end of this month. So he's going to come on and talk about the ongoing issues with the FAA and what's going on with that, right. And talk about the NATS a little bit. So be sure and start thinking about your questions that you have for the president of the AMA. Such a nice guy. I've known this guy for a while and casually, and he's always been a true gentleman, and I think he's one of the better leaders the AMA's had. So yeah. That's my opinion. But
well, that's great, buddy.
But anyway, I can't believe no one's called in. My goodness.
Yeah, that's just part of it, though, you know?
You know, Ron Berg sent an email to me with a guess, and guess what? He was wrong.
Oh, man. Man, oh man. I'm pretty sure I know it, Mike, but I have not yet to look. I guess I could cheat and look, but I'm not going to. I don't ever like to do that. I like to just kind of.
All right, folks, let's read the question one more time, because I really want to give some glue away tonight. What was the fastest operational aircraft during World War II?
Yeah.
And if you know the answer, pick up the phone, pick up your cell phone, give us a call at 478-787-4768. Or Skype us at Warbird Radio. We'd love to hear from you. And
that's right.
If you don't answer. So
yeah.
Let's see. One other quick thing. Recommended site of the week. Anyone who's been out on the internet looking for research material, I know has ran across this one. The Luft 46 website. This is actually one of the most enjoyable ones to me because it has so many what-if aircraft that the Germans designed, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there might have even been a little hint in there, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm playing some music right now that might help, too. Yeah. This ought to help. Anyway. I'm just saying, you know, we've given you enough right now. Am I right? Well, am I right now? Do you know what I'm talking
about? You're right. You're absolutely correct.
We're on the same page, then.
We're on the same page, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, you know, this is incredible. I can't believe that we're going to go a night without giving away some glue.
Well, especially you got people listening. You got a bunch of people listening, but.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't believe that no one will pick up the phone for some free glue. Let me say that again.
And free glue. And a free Aero Cinema preview pack.
And a free Aero Cinema preview pack.
Yeah. Dave Mahaffey's calling, but let's see here. We'll try and get Dave on the air here. I think Dave is eligible, I think, to win.
Yeah, he hasn't won in a long time.
Yeah, Dave's eligible. Good evening, Dave. Do you have an answer?
Do I have an answer?
Yeah.
Should I say it?
absolutely.
It's ME-163.
That's absolutely correct. The Comet.
The Comet.
Rocket-powered bomber interceptor. That's right.
There you go.
It had a top speed of 596 miles per hour.
That's amazing.
That's scooting.
Yeah, there was one down at the 8th Air Force Museum for a while.
Really? I didn't know they had one there.
Yeah, and you know, it really gave me an appreciation for the aircraft. It was, you know, you could just see the wood under the, it was just all original, but it was just amazing little airplane.
Wow. So,
and the Japanese, of course, had a very similar looking aircraft as well.
They did. And, you know, actually, I think the fastest aircraft during World War II, it was a prototype, was the Horton Flying Wing Fighter. That it supposedly, now this is supposedly, not a fact, but it supposedly broke the 600 mile per hour barrier.
Wow.
So, but that was not an operational aircraft. So.
Well, there you go. There you go.
So, David, guess what, buddy? You've restocked your glue stock for the winter.
It's getting pretty low. So.
We'll send you an AeroCinema preview pack also along with that.
Oh, that's cool.
You need to check it out, man. It's awesome. So. Well, folks, I guess that's going to wrap it up for tonight.
Hey, thanks
again, Dave. I really appreciate it. And, man, I tell you what an interesting show. It really flew by tonight, man.
Didn't it go by fast? I mean, you had a lot of calls tonight, Mike and Graham from Down Under.
Yeah,
and,
Graham and Nigel,
just everybody.
Thank you guys for calling in. And David, thank all of you. And thank you, Matt, for coming on the show and co-hosting with me.
No, you're welcome, Mike, anytime.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's always a lot of fun with you. And so we're going to wrap it up, and that's going to do it. Thanks to all of you for listening out there. You're why we do this. So if you have any suggestions or comments about the show, feel free to email Matt on the website, on Warbird Radio website, or you can email me directly at live@rcscalebuilder.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Like get a new producer or whatever it might be.
Well, thanks a lot, and I guess we'll catch you guys next week with another great guest and more information in the world of RC scale. And don't forget to listen to more great programming here on Warbird Radio tonight. It's all here. All you gotta do is listen. And until next time, be sure to measure twice and cut once. Good night.